Morning, 616, Mike and Casey, and we've got a guest.
Well, he's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. His name is Dave Mason. He used to be in Traffic, and he's been around for a while. And the sad thing is, in talking to him on the road, he doesn't write music much anymore because he says no one buys records anymore, which is kind of sad. He does have one new song that he does in his show that'll be doing at Ridgefield a week from tomorrow, and that's called Road Dogs, and he's on the road. British singer-songwriter Dave Mason. He just doesn't know where he is.
Honestly, I have no idea. I don't know. We're on our way to Boston. I don't know where we stopped right now. There's some truck stuff. I know that.
Oh, the life on the road, huh?
Yep.
You must be used to it by now after all these years.
It is what it is. Goes along with the job.
Tell us about what the people can expect to see when you show up on July 1st.
If you're low, great music and a great band, we certainly that. At this point, obviously mixing my music, and I'm mixing some Traffic stuff, pretty much my own arrangements, basically. It's a little mixture of songs. There's obviously always something in there, something we didn't do. Mostly I focus on stuff live that is, I guess, more guitar-centered for me. I mean, that's my passion starting out, was guitar playing, not singing or songwriting. So I'm sort of more focused on things that incorporate that.
We just disagree. And what is the genesis of that song? You didn't write it, did you? Wasn't it a guy in your band?
No, my guitar player was with me for about 18 years, wrote it, Jim Krieger.
And it was like him listening to one side of a phone call or something like that?
I have no idea. I don't know. He just said, I got this song I wrote and I think it's perfect for you. And then played it to him and it was like, yeah, that's a good song. I don't know what his inspiration was. Probably some girl.
Yeah, probably. That's usually the inspiration for every song, right?
Yeah. They're all love songs, even the hate songs.
Now, do you still enjoy singing? We just disagree after all these years?
Yeah, no. I pretty much do stuff mostly that I'm going to enjoy, like doing, period. Otherwise, I'm really reluctant to do them. So I've got to like doing it, especially if you're going to do it a zillion times. It's a great song. It's a timeless song. But most of my songs are theme-wise pretty timeless.